Mumachit. That's what's Nageyamal Abmalacha smoothing. So that's why he puts Vaseline on your body. If you'll smooth it down on Shabbos, you'll be nisa for Mamachik. Mamachik is taking something and smoothing it down. That's called Mamachik. So here also, they took the skin and like smoothed it down. Rashi says, Megara Sarod. So they pulled off the hair off the skin to smooth down the skin. That's the Malacha of Mamachik, smoothing something down. That's the yisr to use soap also. To use a bar of soap, the yisr is Mamachik. You're smoothing down the soap. To use a liquid soap is alright. There's no mamachik there. But a solid thing that you're smoothing it down, that's nisa mamachik. If you cut something up into a size, so Rashi, mikatseyu mechatcha l'ritzua sasandolim. You cut up the skin for a special size, like you need this, you need 2 inches here, 2 feet here. You cut it down to size, that's called mamachik. You have to cut it down to a size, something that's usable. His time cutting a piece of paper wouldn't be the sister. We have no use for it. If you cut it down to size, that will be an issa mamachik. Somebody writes at least 2 oisiyos, that's the shia to be chayiv. For then if you erase 2 oisiyos, almanas to write 2 oisiyos, you chayiv. The Gemara doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't say clear how much you have to erase. It just says, you erase al manas lichtesh toyosis. This is a shalom liachroinim. What about this one big ois? And you erase this one big aleph and you have das now to write 2 oisis there, to write aleph veis. Are you chayiv or not? Some say you chayiv. The ikka, of course, the ikka of the melacha is al manas lichtoy. So since you're erasing enough from space to write 2 oisis in here, even though you're only erasing 1 ois, you'd also be chayiv.
The opposite also be true.
If what?
I'm erasing 2 ois there.
Yeah.
So with the
dash,
only write 1.
I'm not sure. Rashi Kaisav, Moichel Kamakorish, the Miami Boy, the Mishkan. What do you have to write by the Mishkan? They didn't write anything. Shekain Roshimin al Karshia Mishkan. When they used to make the Mishkan, they had the warts, a 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, and the corners used to exactly which board goes next to the next board. So they made a ratio, a mark on the board. Later, Ezer ben Zugai, which board goes next to the next one. The Kaisel Ois Bezu, for Yais Bezu. O Moichet Pom Shetor. Sometimes they wrote Aleph Aleph, they made a mistake, they wrote the wrong Ois, so they had to erase it. So they're erasing it, I'm not to write again. That's when the Mishkan, you have Zai Kaisel in the Mishkan. If you build on Shabbos, Poshet Binyan has to be the Karka. You build up like the Mishkan, they build in the Karka. That's called the Malacha Deraisa. If you have Saisa, you take down. That's also Chayiv. And providing Saisa always has to be Almanas Livnais. Because Tamazai Saisa is also called the Kukum. But if you say so, Almanas Livnais is Chayiv. Hamechade, you take out fire. If you have Mavri and you light the fire. It's also kasha, why he says it this way, Chusha says it the other way. Shur says first mavi, you make the fire, and then mechabe. Trashim mechabe, mavi, bi'esh, shetacha sadut shal samamonim. He's used to cook up the samamonim, used to cook up the dye, so you had fire underneath it. It's easy, you can put out the fire, or you make the fire. Ha makeb a patish. If you do a makeb a patish, yechatnav melocha. That's the last gemar melocha. Rashi makeb a patish, hu gemar kol melocha. That's the last thing the umen does when he makes a keli. Shekein umen makeb a krunis al asadin liachlikoy the gemar melocha. When he finishes the melocha, he takes his hammer to bank it down to smooth out the hammer. Umastitsa nami loy mechayev loyelo the gemar melocha. Have a gemar shnostl means makeb a patish is a case of smoothing out the last bang. That you smooth out what you're making, that's gemar melocha. Like you're making a tas, you're making a nice piece of jewelry, a piece of silver. The last bang you give on the silver to finish it off, that's called the makeb a patish. There are a lot of theories in this Rashi, exactly what it goes on. We'll see later in the Perek HaBoino exactly what makeb a patish is. We'll see more about it later on. Right, and the last av melocha is what the Gemsefta starts off with, hoitzo. Ha-moitzim rishus l'rishus. If you carry out from Rishus Yechot to Rishus Rabim, is Harei Elu Ovis Melochis. These are the Lametes Ovis Melochis, Aboim Chos Rachis. 39 Ovis Melochis. So up to Gemara. Gemara famous Kash, we had a few times already, Minyon Olomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to say twice? There are 39 Melochis. Chita, go and count them. So Drashi, listen to Yovis Melochis as a Rei V'Yachirish. V'Yanan Chazinim V'Yaboim Minu. On the Chos Rachas. We'll see for ourselves that we are 39. Why does the Mishnah have to say 39? Amri Rav Yechanan, the Chiddush is, Shemosin Kunan Belamechad. It could be a case you do all 39 on one Shabbos. Behelamechad, you did not know you did an Averi in between. Chayiv Akolachas V'yachas. You chayiv 39 Chatois. And the case is that you know today is Shabbos, just you forgot you did not know all these are Osir. And now with the Kasha, what do you mean you know it's Shabbos? The Teretz was, it goes to Libet Rebbe Kiva, you know there's Nisat Chumin. Rashi Shemoson, Obolu Adiacho, Shemnis Almo, Kol Hilcha Shabbos Imenu. If you forgot all the halachis, still Chayiv Kama Chatois alone. You should know you Chayiv a lot of Chatois for this, you Chayiv 39 Chatois. Right, the Mishnah says, Hazarei of the Acharish, planting and then plowing. Fred Gemara Michti, Michro Karvibresha. First you go and plow the ground. Before you put the seed in, first you have to make the ground soft. Is listening charish? Let the Mishnah start off first charisha, first plowing. For the listening zerei, and then we'll say about planting. That's the seder. Trashi michba kavi mischarshim. First you plow, and then you plant. And the Gemara Tana Beretz Yisrael kori koi. Our Tana is talking about people in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was like this: the zari bereisha. First they plant for hode karvi, and then they plow again. In other words, they do two times plowing. Havad Matchila, first they plow one time. To get the ground right in Eretz Yisrael is very, very hard. So first they plow a little bit to be able to get the seed inside. They put the seed inside. Then after they seed, they do again a Harisha later. So the Chiddush is that Yechayev a Harisha for the second Harisha is Vohod HaKarmi. So Rashi, Eretz Yisrael, Koshehi, the ground is very hard in Eretz Yisrael. When Yecholom lechafes bloch harisha, even after you did one plowing and you put the seed inside the ground, you can't cover up the seed unless you do another harisha. Vashminan dahai nami harishi. There's a chiddush that this is also called harisha. Valachur, this is a tremendous chiddush. There's a tzad to say this should be called zareya. This should not be called harisha anymore, because harisha lachur is called stam, softening the ground. That's called harisha. But the chur, when you have the seed in there ready, and now you're making it, putting the ground, throwing the ground on top of the seed, the chur, that should be called zareya. Just like if somebody waters a plant. After you put the seed in, you water it, yechayim mishum zareya. It's called, you're making it grow better. So the chur, that's the chiddush here. The second covering up the seed, there are a lot of kashas here. I think in the Gemara Taki in Moed Kotten is mashm, it is zareya. Now you have to say here, the Mustafa Eisen has to the Kasha. The Yilag one man the Yomah says, Yoni Chayifa, Yechayifa Zareya then. When you take ground and put it on top of seed, you're making the seed grow better, that's a type of Zareya. So here you have to say no. Here, while the Mitzvah is not just Tam taking the dirt and throwing it on top of the seeds. You're Gefort making another Harisha now. Gefort, you're taking the top soil and Mamish crushing it down. So the Iki you're doing is a Harisha. That's the Chiddush, the Ho Nami Harishi. This is also considered a Harisha. Don't think it's called a Zareya now. No. Since you're doing a Maisa Harisha, you're taking Mamish, not just Tam throwing the ground back on top, but you're still crumpling up the ground, making a Harisha, Yechayif a Harisha. Zadamar Tone, it says in the Braisa, Hazarei, if you plant, the Hazoimer. Hazoimer means you pull out the bad seed, the bad leaves. The Hanoite. Hanoite is another type of planting. Noite usually means you have a stick, a branch, and you Noite, you're planting the whole branch already. The Hamavrich. Hamavrich means if you have a long branch, Mavrich is a long branch, and in between you stick it in the ground. Like you have a long vine, and in the middle of the vine you stick again into the ground. V'hamakiv, that's you take one branch and put it into another branch. Hakova, that's called grafting, when you're grafting. Is kula malocha achasein, they're all considered one malocha of zareya. It's all different ways of making something grow better. Trashi kula malocha achasein, to zoymer, zoymer is pulling out the bad leaves, nami litzluchi lonihu. You also mechavan to pull out the bad leaves, kaday the rest of the leaves could grow better. See, hakavona to make it grow better. Nafkamin here is the Yovad Lekulam Bahadi Zareya. If you do all these malachis at one shot, at one helim, Le Mechayev Elechoda, you only chayev one chatis. To Oysa Malachas Harbei, the Helim Mechad, you chayev only one chatis. So that's even though there are all different types of malachis here, but it's like told us of the same one Av. They're all told us of Zareya. So when you do an Av and a Tolda, you only chayev one chatis. Zareya Zakrashi, that's the Av Malacha. His noteya means I can take a whole tree and plant it into the ground now. That's mamashinav malochum. His zareya means taking a seed and planting the seed. And noteya means taking a whole tree, like a small tree, a whole stalk, and putting it someplace else. V'chein mavrich u'markiv. The same thing, mavrich u'markiv, has also types of zuriyah. Elazoyim told, avuzod, Rashi the Chiddush here, markiv u'markiv is also avos malachis. That's also mamish planting. Grafting is also planting. And mavrich means if you have a long vine, you take the middle of it and push it into the ground, that it gets new roots there, and it grows it better. That's also mamish, the av malacha of planting. Av zoymer tolda. The only one here, lent rash, that's called the tolda, is zoymer. Zoymer is not mamish planting. Zoymer just, you're pulling off the bad leaves. But by pulling off the bad leaves, you make the rest of them grow better. That's a tolda of zoreya. Fred the Gemara might kamashma, what's the chiddush here? Ho kamashma lun, this chiddush. Ho isa molochas harbe, main moloch achas, even though they're all an av moloch of Zareya. But since I call upon him the cheshbon of the 39 molochas, they're all only one moloch, is a nechayev al achas. Still yoni chayev one chattis. Omer Rabacha, Omer Rabacha, Omer Barashi, Omer Rabiyami, Zoymer chayi mishum nateya. You should know Zoymer, if you pull off the bad leaves, Yechai Mishun Nateya. It's a Toda, and the Av is Nateya. A Nateya is the Av of planting trees. So if you're pulling off bad leaves of trees, by making the tree grow better, that's a Toda of its Av of Nateya. Vaha Nateya, but where your mamish plant the tree, Vaha Mavrich, or you have this long vine and you stick the middle of it into the ground, Vaha Mark, if you do grafting, is Chai Mishum Zareya. Yechayiv mishum zureya. That's an av malacha planting. For the Gemara mishum zureya in mishum nateya lo. What do you mean only zureya? The zureya lechur means putting seeds in the ground. Here, markiv and macha, that's in the trees. And the Gemara ema af mishum zureya. It means there's also zureya. But about it's nateya also. When you're handling with trees, it's called nateya. And when you're handling with seeds, it's called zureya. So Rashi zoymechayiv mishum told us nateya. Let's smuchi of it. Zoymer pulling off the bed leaves. That's the kavana to make the tree grow better. That's a tolda of noteya. The noteya that Rashi gufa. The chay mavrich umakiv is chay mishum zrei klema. Inu nami zureya. And it's also the chlal the av malacha zureya. Zer av bezroyim, zer av bilonis. It's the same av malacham. No, one's called an av of zroyim, of seeds, putting the seed in the ground. And by trees, it's called noteya. But it's not much the same av malacha. Mishum nateya lo zagrashi amavrich v'yamakiv koi, eimaf mishum zureya. Tahach zureya bilonis. This is called zureya bilonis. V'yavad le bahadi zureya mechayim chodev sulom. If you'll take a seed and plant the seed, and then later you'll be markiv or machriv, you'll like take the vine and put it down in the middle of the ground, or else you'll do some grafting, you'll only be chayiv one chattis. Because zureya nateya is all a chilek of the same avmalach. Omarav kana, zoymer. If you're pulling off the bad branches, the bad leaves, v'tzarach li'etzim, so you have two kavonis now. You take and need branches. You need wood in the house. You want to make a fire. You need the wood. So you're pulling off this bad wood with two kavonis. You want the branch, and you also want the tree to grow better without the branch. You should know chayiv shtayim. Obazoy, with this one maitha, you chayiv two avos malochis. Achas mishum kaitzer, one yechayim mishum kaitzer, you're pulling off the branch, off the tree, that's mamish kaitzer. The achas mishum nateya, and by pulling off this branch, you're also mechaven that the tree should grow better, so yechayim mishum nateya. Shrashi v'tzorach leisim, le'asaka, you need branches in the house now to make a fire. Mishum v'tzorach lem have you told of the kaitzer. Since you need it, it's called the tzorach of kaitzer. V'tzorach nami liktzer, you need it for cutting it off. There are kashas in this also, really, the Gemara in the Moikon blives Kastira to Afkana. The Gemara there says, well, if you do one Maisa, you can't be Chai for two Malachas. You only be Chai for one Malacha. The other case is, rather, if you have a tree growing, and the bottom of the tree you soften the ground. So one man the other says it's called Harisha, and one man the other says, no, it's called Noteya Zareya. Your kavana is to make it grow better. But you can't be Chai for two, and one Maisa, you can't be Chai for two Malachas. Where the Kanemar alone has the kash there. I hear for one maisa, Yechayiv two malachis. Is one maisa ksira. Breaking off this branch, Yechayiv two malachis. So then the Yosmech says, the chiluk is like this. By pulling off the branch, it's called two separate maisa, really. It's called the maisa was done in the branch you pulled off. You have a branch now. And it's also considered the maisa was done in the tree. Now the tree will grow better. Mashenki, when you just go and soften the ground, you're doing one maisa soften the ground. The shalot, this one maisa, does two things. it softens the ground, that's Harisha, and it also makes it grow better. But there it's mamish called one Maisa. But here, by pulling off the branch, it's considered two different things. A Maisa was done in the branch itself, you have a branch now, and there was also a Maisa done to make the tree grow better. That's what here we hold like Rav Kana, Yechayiv too. Weiter. Omer Rav Yosef, Hai man de kotol as pastor. Somebody cuts off, as Pastor Rashi says, that chachas, that's like tfuah, that's only one third grown. The koitzu noise gimel pomin, amoy, cut it down three times the chodesh in a month. The chodesh of a tzemech, and it grows back very fast. So if somebody cuts down the aspasta, it's chayiv shtayim, yosa chayiv too. Achas mishum koitzim, it's easy to cut off the tfuah, the chayiv mishum koitzim. The achas mishum nateya, but you cutting off the chachas, you make it grow back much better. So baita, you have the same kavon, you chayiv too. Omer Abaye, Hai man de konev sukkah. If somebody picks off radishes, trash the konev sukkah, choytech tradin. You cut off a radish, mina mechuba from the ground, the choizin v'gdelim, and vice versa. You cut off the radish, it also grows back much better again. It's also chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum koytzi, cut off the radish, v'yachas mishum zareya. By cutting off the radish, you make another one grow back better. That's called also a zareya. Chayiv too. Right. The Mishnah says, v'ha choyrish. Charish is chayiv. If you go and plow, you chayiv for charish. Tonda, ha chayrish plowing, vi ha chayfer, and you dig a hole, vi ha charitz. You mamish make charitz. You make a line in the ground. Kula melachas hachasein. Is any melacha you're doing to soften the ground? That's called melachas charisha. Charisha means you're softening the ground. So you can soften the ground by mamish plowing it. We're also making a hole in the ground. We're also making scratches in the ground. This is all melachas achas. Shrashi ha-chiritz oisa charitza mekaki. You make scratches in the karka. Melachas achas hein, en achayev el-achas. Tekula l'rapuya ayah avida. Hey, so melachas charitzes is softening the ground. All the kavon here was to soften the ground. So yachayev. Melachas achas hein. Omer Rav Sheshes. Hoysa loy gav shushis. If you have a little hill in the ground, could be in your house, could be in the fields. You have a little hill. You have a gavshushis. Rashi tail caught in a little mountain. Vinotlo, and you take it out, like the smooth in the ground. You don't like this bump in the ground. You take out the gavshushis to smooth in the ground. It depends. Vibayis, if you did this in your house, on all the good times the house didn't have any carpets there. You had ground, you had floor. You had ground on the floor. That was the floor. So if you do in your house, it's chay mishum boina. By smoothing it out, your floor, that's a chiyuv mishum boina. You're building the house. Even though you're not touching the house itself, but that's called a house. The house means all four walls around you, all six. Any part, the roof, the ceiling, the floor, it's all part of the house. Chayiv mishum boina. Shrashi babayis, shayich binyin, she miskaven lahashvas kakisoy. You'll be mechaven to smoothen out your floor, that's a chiyuv mishum binyin. Besodeh chayiv mishum chorish. If you're in your fields, and you take out a small mountain there, a small hill, to smooth out the ground, that's a chiyuv mishum charisha. So drashi mishum charish, vayta demrat the area. By taking off this little hill, you're softening the ground there. Any softening the ground is a chiyuv mishum charisha. Omar Rava, hoy salay guma. You had a hole in the ground. V'toyna, and you took now some dirt and filled up the hole. Is vayta. Babayis, if you had this hole in your own house, a hole in the ground, and you filled it up, it's chayiv mishum boin. It's called, you made yourself a nice, beautiful floor, and you chayiv. Besodeh mishum charish. If you do it in the field, it's also mishum charisha. Shrashi gume v'toma. V'yofi, you fill it up with dirt. Is haynu charish. Sh'ofa shemilu boy, heavy ripui. You soften it now. V'toiv l'zriya. And the pshat alamo for softening the ground is you're making it good to plant there. V'hish v'lekarka liyat nizri masada. If you smoothen out the karka, you take away the hole, you make it now that you could even plant, but makim there was a hole. But smart, there's a hole, you can't plant there. The material, the karka, the sower won't go there. But now that you smooth it out, it's a makim, you could plant, that's also melechas charisha. Hey, charisha, the tight shit, you're softening the ground, I'm not to be able to plant it. Right. Omar Rebbe Abba, ha choyfe gume b'Shabbos. Somebody digs a hole on Shabbos. The ene tzarech eliyaforo. The only reason why he's digging the hole is not to soften the ground there, not to make a mokum roy to plant, but he needs dirt. He has to take dirt home. So Meli's out in the fields now digging a hole. Only plurally, I'm not to take the dirt, but the hole itself he doesn't want. In such a case, poter alei. V'afil Rebbe Yehuda. even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Dover Shani Meskavin is Potter, still hold Yechayiv. Here Rabbi Yehuda is Moedi Yepotter. Why? The Yom HaMelocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Chayiv Olay. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds all over Melocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv. So who are here? You're digging a hole. Digging a hole, like we said before, in the house, really it should be Boina. In the fields, really it should be Harisha. So really you're doing a Melocha. No, it ain't Tzrich Lagufa. You don't want this Melocha though. You don't want the hole itself. What you want is just the offer. You want the dirt. It was negate to you, if I could have dirt without making a hole, I'd also be happy. So it's called Ein Tzrich LeGufa. You don't want the Gufa Melocha here. You don't want the hole Badafka. What you want is the offer. So even though Yehuda all over says, O Melocha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is still Chayiv Alei, since the Messiah you're doing the Melocha, even though you don't want the purpose of it, Yechayiv, here also, you're not a Shogig here, you're not a name is Kavin, you know what you're doing. You just don't have Kavanah to use the hole. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, all over Yechayiv, here you potter. Why? Hani mi the misakin. When did Rabbi Yehuda say Melocha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is Chayiv Alei, the Moshe, we have a mace, and you want to take the mace out of the house. So your kavanah is not really carrying the mace to Lushus Rabin. Your kavanah is just to get the mace out of the house. But I call upon him, when you take him out of the house, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv. Because it's called the Melechus Tikkun. You're Mesakin, now the house is without the mace, you could use the house. But over here, you'd be Mekalkal. By making a hole in the ground, you'd be Mekalkal. So Kilkal, even if Yehuda is more the apotter. Strashi, Eloliaforo, Lechase Soya. You're digging a hole now, but not to use the hole, just to use the offer that comes out of it.
To use the offer.
Why? The kilkulhu. You're ruining your house. In the field is not right to plow there, to sow there. But if you would need this hole, then chayim mishun boinim. Because then it's not called a kilkul. All you need a hole there. You want to store things there. That's not called a kilkul. But in the case when you don't want the hole, all you want is just the dirt. So by taking the dirt, mitzvah you're making a kilkul. You're ruining the floor. So I'll kilkul your potter lay. Rabbi Yehuda perkam atzigam mitzvah semeis amita. The second mitzvah semeis. My shenkin here is called a kilkul yichai. Your potter. Right. Viha koitzer. Cutting off tefuah, cutting off peiros is chayiv. Tona, ha-koitzer, cutting off apples. Ha-boitzer, boitzer usually is by grapes, cutting off the grapes. The ha-goyder is usually by olives. You call it cutting off the olives. The ha-masik, the ha-oira, kulon melochas achas. These are all types of cutting off different type of peiros. And it's all one melocha. So drash it together, I mean, it's like, goyder is bitumorim, that's taking off a dates. O moisik, that's bezeitim, that's pulling off the olives. Oira v'tenim, that's what's figs. There are different melochas of pulling off the tefuah, but all these is one av melocha of kaitzer. If you do them all together, you only chayev one chattis. Omer Rapapa, hay man v'shoda pisa l'dikla. Somebody throws a pisa, sadrashi, pisa s'rugov l'dekel, means a piece of mud, a piece of hard mud, a piece of dirt, like a piece of a rock even, you threw it to the palm tree. And by throwing it to the palm tree, you knocked off some dates. The dates fell down. Is Haiman to show the piece? Really, it's like took a stone. It means a piece of mud here. You took the piece of mud and threw the dikla. The Asa Tamri, and you made the dates fall down, fall off the tree. Is Chayiv Shtayim. In such a case, you're over two of us Melochis. What's the Shtayim? Achas Mishum Telish, and it sees you caused the figs, the dates, to come off the tree. That's called Telish. The Achas Mishum Mefarik. There's also Nav Melocha Mefarik. You'd be Mefarik the dates. When dates grow, it grows a whole cluster full of dates. By cooling off one date, that's called being mefarik. You're pulling off one out of a whole bunch, it's called mefarik. Let's see Rashi. The osa tamri hishit tamarim. You made the dates fall off. Tolish, told of the kaitzer. That's treated by making the dates fall off. That's a told of kaitzer pulling off. Kaitzer, yichayim. Mefarik. What's the mefarik here? The Rashi told us the dash. Mefarik is a told of dash of threshing on it. Shemafarik tfuah mishibalehem. Usually means you have the wheat with a shaft around it. So if you bang on the wheat to get the shaft off, that's called dash. Loshen perik minachomer. Loshen perik means you take off the peckles off the donkey. A donkey is full of a lot of peckles on him. You take it off, that's called perik. is Balaz Rabbein Levi. Now the Gamba chose Rabbein Meshulam Agoin Matzasi Kain. The Yav Zem Mefarakat Tomorrow Min Amechabdis. Since you have a whole cluster full of dates, if you have a cluster full of dates, called like a whole big tekel here. By taking off one or two, that's okay. Called mefarik. You're separating it from its whole masri. That's called mefarik. A tremendous chiddush according to Rashi. I think the Igle Talia is the kasha according to Rashi then. If you ever have a cluster full of grapes in your own house, there should be an issa pulling off grapes on Shabbos. Because even though it's cut off already, but there's an issa mefarik now. You're taking off a bunch of grapes of mefarik, there should be a mefarik according to Rashi, yes. So in the Torah they say is, if you do a derech achila, it's not called mefarik. Here mefarik means it's not called derech achila right now. You have the tomorrow mother trees. So you're banging off one or two tomorrow to get them down, but you're not going to eat it then. You start getting the tomorrow to take it home. That's called melechet mefarik. But you have a whole bunch of grapes, and you're pulling off the grapes right now to eat. Havada Rashi is also moedim mitzmuta, because that's called derech achila. But this is Rashi's pshat. Toys is dings, toys is about, it's not called mefarik here, there's no mefarik here. Mefarik usually means you take the shaft off the tvua. You have to take off like the psoilus off the oichel, that's called mefarik. Here you're not taking off any psoilus, it's all oichel and oichel here. Alright, well, what's he'll say? Mefarik means you're taking it off the packle there. Kreitza means you have the tvua here. And the mefarik is that there's a whole bunch of tamarim there. You're smoothing out that bunch. So that's called the melacha was done to the bunch. It's also called two different melachos here. That's the mefarik here. You took off the pekos off the thing. What Tais learns here?
Part of Tais.
Right, some difference here. Chai mishum amachik. Yeah, right. It's a tough thing. The achaz is from a farik. A nirul arik from a shemafarish Rashi from a farik kilim imatsui min a perish olav. Like my spirit of the Shmuel, sheesh ala tomorrow klipa. I was talking about that the date itself has a klipa shell around the date. Hell yoinu kishu ma'amaki b'tomorim. When you hit the dates, mefarik yes a klipa minat tomorim. Oh, that's mamash mefarik then. But if you mamash kumoy dash, she mefarik yes a tua minashiboylus. That's Tosis pshat. Hey, there's a shell out of shell around the date. And when you hit the dates, you take off the shell out of the dates. That's mamash mefarik. Just like wheat, you're taking off the shaft off the wheat. That's mefarik. Here's also with mamash mefarik. Right. Yeah, is Mela high man the short the piece of dick of yesterday? Chai shemach the shum tozach mishum mefarik. Ravashi yamenein ain derech plisha v'kach v'ain derech prika v'kach. You put them in the raisa. That's called shleik derech. It's called the shinui. It's not a derech plisha picking off peris by throwing a rock there and hit it down. The Mela it's ptur midiraisa, but the rabbanon will be yosa. But midiraisa is called the shinui. Who then it's not a derech prika v'kach. There's no whistle the raisa. If you gather together the peris where they grow, that's minor. Omar Rova, Haiman the corn of Milcho, Milmachosa, where they make the salt by the ocean, if you gather together the salt there, it's also Chayim Mishum Maimir. Abaya, on the name we pass the Gabaya, a mimur ela Gdula Karka. The Melechas Maimir is only by Gdula Karka, something that grows off the ground, like peris that fall off the tree, gather them together, that's the Melechas Maimir. But salt that doesn't grow off the ground, there's no Melechas Maimir on salt. Rashi, the corn of milky milcha, shetzava melech mimisreifas mayim. When they may come out of the water, you make the salt there and gather it together. So the first one said, that's also mayimir. Shemavshach toich mayim in a yam, bacham zorfoy, the sun dries out the water. Venas the melech, the eis tacharitz karim lichosli. Mishumayim is shachu kinesasiv, you get it together. And we hold like a baya, no, there's only mayimah bagdule karkam, something that grows. Salt doesn't grow, there's no iser mayim. Fi hadash, Tona, hadash, if you thresh it, v'yahamanafet, you hit it. V'yahamanafet is kula melacha achasim. It's all different type of melachas of hitting the tvua, hitting the wheat to get the shaft off. Shashi yahamanafet means pishtim migvulim. If you have pishtim that's flax, and you're hitting the combing out the flax, is also a way of getting the shaft off the thing itself. V'yamenafed tsemer gefen. If you have wool, the keshes kederach umnim. The tsemer gefen gedule karku is called gedule karku. Lachi kori nifud ilay told us the dash shemafara garina mimeno. By combing out the wool, you're getting the seeds out of the wool. For like korolei told us manafed tsemer. It's not doimet to manafed tsemer. I mean, tsemer gefen is cotton. Forget of cotton. If you have cotton and you like comb out the cotton to get the seeds out, that's a melecha doima to dash. You're taking the psoilus out of the thing itself. And it's not doima to combing out wool. Combing out wool, there's no psoilus there. You start combing it out. But here, combing out the cotton, that's doima to a melecha of dash. Stop here. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakeh Yisrael?